This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the founding fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
1-1-0.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
It's all heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you, that exceptional American that I'm talking about, I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Welcome aboard here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about a lot of things today. Of course, the big news, Super Bowl, with some of the big news. The biggest news of all, of course, is the caravanning. And the president is going to be speaking to the nation tomorrow that there really is a national emergency going on. There's no doubt about it. Those of you that have been kind of on board with what the president has been saying and doing, you'll understand this. But it's clearly a case of an emergency going on. We are being invaded, straight up being invaded. You can't call it anything else. And those of you that are out there listening to these people on the left think, oh, it's just okay. Don't be slumbered into totalitarianism. And the president has got a duty to protect us, by the way. That's what this whole thing about New California is about. We went to convention. We had a convention. Epic convention. And, of course, it was not without controversy, as these things always are. It is controversial what we're doing. Hello. It's really jumping out of the frying pan into the fire. We understand that. But what has to be said, ladies and gentlemen, and we are standing by everything we say and do for the good of the world, if you will. Anyway, welcome aboard. New California is also going to be talked about in the radio show today. So those of you that are into the New California movement, which I would hope everybody in the nation is, the new movements, which are spreading all around the nation, following the template of New California. By the way, this is not the takeover of the nation by Californians, by any stretch of the imagination. It's your own empowerment. Let's be clear about this. What we do is empower you to take your state back over constitutionally. We're not Californicating you. We are here to stop the Californication. We get it. We totally get it. We are on the receiving end first rate. And have been for years. That's why we're standing up and stepping up and saying, wait a minute, this is not working out for the world or for certainly the United States. So anyway, visit that website, newcaliforniastate.com. You can sign up to be a volunteer if you're in the California area or even out of the area. Or if you're planning to come back, we're encouraging people, of course, to come back to California, New California, and help us build a new state. Okay, that's going to happen, by the way. It is absolutely going to happen. Don't be fooled. We've kicked off the whole thing, and you know it's going to be pretty outstanding. Okay, we've got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio, and naturally, Red Face Dems press for defiant governor to step down. That's the Virginia governor. Boy, I'll tell you what a mess that is, and of course the caravanning going on. We're still trying to get some of the audio, if we can, in regards to what is going on with this whole caravan. Griff Jenkins has been doing some spot-on reporting with Fox News. I was listening to it earlier in the show. Not in the show, but before the show. And he was coming up with some really, really good stuff. Basically, what's happening is we're just being straight up invaded. That's really what's going on. We're being absolutely invaded, and it's about time we put a stop to it. I don't know if everybody has the courage to do it. Hello, we better do it now because it's going to get a lot worse. I'll tell you. Just take a look at what they're doing in terms of the numbers of people that are go to a mall. Go to a mall and check it out. What's happening in the malls of your town? Mm-hmm. Because they're flooding you, of course. That's the whole notion, Cloward and Piven. Now, what's going on in Mexico is that in Mexico, they have been doing this thing where they're caravanning into buses and coming across in Texas. Right now, that's the focus of one of the current caravans. They say about 2,000 people. It's probably more like 10. And, of course, they're rounding up more and more and more and more people in Central and South America to come across the border. It's a flood. It's an invasion, and they know it. They all know it. We don't know it. We're asleep or we're in denial about it. It's, you know, this is going to get to be a very, very critical, if the president does not act. And if he's stymied in the courts, which is, of course, that's what they're going to try and do. If he's stymied in the courts, then we're going to be open for further invasion, and they're really going to ramp it up. You're going to see hundreds of thousands of people coming across the border daily. Daily, because they can. You know, we did a conference back in 1993. 1993, I ran a conference called Conference on Tolerance in the 1990s. Yeah, the T word, tolerance, because tolerance means something completely different from what, of course, the left, they call it ultra-tolerance. It's actually acceptance. You know, our society, our culture, our constitution is based upon the notion of tolerance, actually, which we have to accept people for. We have to look at people. We don't have to accept their foibles and everything else and their behaviors and everything, but we at least have to tolerate them. That means we don't condemn them. We don't call them, you know, we don't discriminate against them for racial reasons and things like that. Those are just some basic principles that the Founding Fathers wanted. It's a tolerant document, the Constitution, as it should be. But it's not an accepting. People do not. We have freedom to choose. We have the right and freedom to accept who we associate with. That's our First Amendment right. And that cannot be denied. We can accept people if we want. We can accept their behaviors if we want. We cannot accept their behaviors. That's okay. That's freedom of speech, basically. We can do that. And if somebody comes along and says we can't, they're wrong. You must accept us. No, we don't. We don't have to accept anything about anybody or any culture or any society other than our own. We choose what we can accept or not accept. Tolerance is a different issue. The Constitution says, hey, you got to tolerate certain things. Certain things, that's freedom of speech. If you don't like what somebody is saying, well, you don't have to accept it, and you don't like it. But you have to tolerate it, no matter how egregious it is, because if you don't tolerate that, you won't tolerate other things. And what we're seeing right now is this crossing of the line, which I find very, very interesting. Because, you know, Art Garagos was chiding all the players for basically crossing the line, belittling the players because they were leaving Colin Kaepernick out in the cold, because Colin Kaepernick, he took a knee to protest racial injustice, and that during the national anthem. That went all through the NFL, and look what it did. And now he's telling people like Gladys Knight that she's got to take a knee, or she doesn't have to perform. She shouldn't be performing. Well, wait a minute. That's her choice to make, and she made it. As an American, she exercised her choice to be there. Art Garagos couldn't do squat. But my point is that these shouting people like Art Garagos, to try and shout people down like Gladys Knight and say, hey, you can't sing the national anthem because you're crossing the line. Really? Well, Gladys Knight is an American. And she said, listen, I'll sing if I want. It's my choice. It's my freedom to do so. And you can't tell me otherwise. Now, what if she had caved and said, oh, you're right. That would only enable further erosions of other people's rights. And she knew it. Every time you stick up for your right for freedom of speech, you stick up for the rest of the country as well. That's tolerance. You don't have to accept what people are saying. You just have to tolerate the fact they can say it. And you even sometimes have to protect them. That speech, that tolerance, that freedom to do so, that so many have laid down their lives to do so. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
You know, the governor of Virginia is interesting. It's bizarre what's going on here. Really a throwback. Really a throwback. Back in the 90s, 80s and 90s, we had put down strong rules in many of the schools at the time. This was a raging thing about blackface. I remember vividly. And this was in the 80s and 90s. And so it was kind of interesting. In Southern California, in Orange County, there was an association of activities directors. And as vice principal, I used to go to those all the time, the meetings, because I was doing the activities at the schools. Two large high schools in Orange County. And we would have meetings once a month and talk about different things on the... So you'd have, 60-some high schools there. So you got a real flavor of the cross-cultural things going on in these meetings of what was happening with the youth at the time. And some people were... There was an edict that came across to everybody that, blackface is just kind of racist. Because there were spots of schools that were doing it. This is in the 80s. High schools. And everybody was saying, God, that's just like really racist business. And it goes, the Al Jolson business and all that stuff. And, white men dressing up with blackface on and the minstrel era and all that stuff. And it was very demeaning and very racist, in my opinion. It was to me, I always thought it was, never gave it even a thought. But it wasn't widespread. I mean, it wasn't like everybody's doing blackface. It just wasn't happening. But spottiness was going on. So we just kind of cleaned it up. I can remember having the discussions. Everybody said, it's just not the right thing to do. And so it was in the better nature of the schools to do that. And one of the schools I went to, actually, they had a slave auction. A slave auction. Right. Like a homecoming thing. Slave auction. Who's your slave, master? Right? So, I said, when I got there, I said at the school first, I talked to the leadership kids and stuff, and I said, slave auction, let's think about that. And, of course, this is before school even started in the summertime, and I said, do we want to do a slave? And so they voted, no, we're not going to do a slave auction, and which was, I think, absolutely fantastic that they did this. And, of course, that was the end of that notion, and nobody ever did blackface there or anything like that. That was just not... at the school, but that slave auction thing still hung around as a legacy. And I'll never forget the time when we were having the discussion about it in the room, that it was a homecoming thing, and it resurfaced. Now, I tried to put the thing out during the summertime before school got started, if you know where I'm going with all this. And everybody in the leadership group bought into it. Well, lo and behold, the year starts, and new people come in to the leadership group, and this is our 7 o'clock meeting, and they're talking about and planning homecoming. And just as sort of a matter of fact, the kids, without thinking, because it had been culturalized there for a long time, they just asked the question, and forgetting about what they learned about we're not going to do this anymore in the summertime, they just naturally said, well, where are we going to put the slave auction? And I can remember the president of the student body looking around and looking at me like, what do I say? And of course, I'm just sitting there. I'm letting them do their thing, it's a learning experience for them. And it's on the floor, and it's kind of like, well, somebody let the cat out of the bag. Catch the cat! No, it's more like mice running around the room. So everybody's kind of like, and because then all of a sudden the ears and the head start perking up, because you can see in the classroom the kids remember our discussion from the summertime, like, it's clearly kind of a racist thing to do slave auctions. And so, the ASB president, she, said, well, we talked about that, and the person was not there. they didn't get the memo. And so she did a fantastic job, and then the rest of the kids chimed in about why it was that way, and we're not going to do that. And they did it on their own. I didn't say a word. And this is no joke. This is no joke. They kind of came to consensus that we're not going to do that anymore. And lo and behold, the door opens to the room, and in walks one of our finest young men at the school, of 3,000, by the way. Highly respected and loved by everybody. And he was black. That's no joke. This is just stuff that just happens in your life. You can't make it up. And the kids were all just in the room stunned. I mean, they thought I set it up. They thought I set that up. And I said to them, well, because they came to me afterwards and they said, did you have him come in there at that time? I said, no. I said, did you see me press any buttons? Did you see me get up and call anybody to say that can make him come in at the time? Would you guys exactly stop that? I mean, this is the kind of stuff, though, obviously, that they did not experience in Virginia. But I experienced it. I was in California, of course, and we experienced this sort of thing. This is why, you know, to a lot of people, there were issues being addressed in the 80s about racism all the way in even before that, throughout the secondary schools in Southern California. And that was blunt stuff that was going on. It wasn't going on throughout the nation, though. But you see, we had, I think, a better vantage point from seeing some of the ills and racist stuff that was going on. That's why I find it a little bit odd that here this guy is in med school and he's doing the Michael Jackson moonwalk in blackface. What's wrong with that picture? What is wrong with that picture? And now, of course, the Dems, the article in Drudge here says, red-faced Dems press for defiant Virginia governor to step down. Blackface photo stirs calls for Virginia governor to resign. And he's not handling this very well. He really is not. Ralph Northam says, this is from AP. Governor Ralph Northam clung to office Sunday amid nearly unanimous calls for his own party to resign over a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook. A medical school yearbook? What in the world are they doing? Going silent after a bizarre 24 hours in which he first admitted he was in the picture, then denied it. Now, that's never a good thing, right? That really wasn't thought through. This is the point. See, he is not a very good liar. He's really kind of out of the mold of the Obamas, right? The Obamas, great narcissistic pathological liar. This guy's got the narcissistic thing going on. The pathology doesn't quite follow him. He's just got a science mind. See, I think that's really clouded his discernment about good lies versus bad lies, or how to stick to a lie once you've told the lie and just shut up. There's a whole pathology that goes along with these kind of liars, right? Well, he didn't get the memo. Says the Democrats' stunning about face at a weekend news conference where he also acknowledged putting on blackface. Oh boy, see, this just gets worse. He says, well, you might get it all out there. See, his thinking is, well, let's make it bad and make it worse then by getting the bad news out. There's more news and you're going to find it. Now, I'm just going to tell you, I was blackface in a dance contest decades ago. Says, and appeared to entertain the notion of doing the Michael Jackson moonwalk for reporters only seemed to make things worse.
No.
He was asked the question by one reporter, can you do one? Can you do the dance for it? Can you do the moonwalk again? Says the chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus declared that Northam still does not understand the seriousness of his actions. Absolutely, he doesn't get it. He's not a good liar like everybody else is in the Democrat Party. Bye.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
We didn't have that kind of, that strong of a moral code, I would argue, in our politics until recently. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think this country hasn't dealt well with the issues of race. I mean, we have a president who's a racist.
Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown turning the scandal over Governor Ralph Northam's racist yearbook photo into an attack on President Trump. Are Democrats too focused on labeling Republicans as racist to notice the issues in their own party? Here to debate that is Democratic strategist Antoine Seawright and Trump Campaign Advisory Board member Madison Jezioda. Thank you both for joining us. We appreciate it.
Good morning.
Antoine,
good
I got to start with you. What do you make of that comment that we just heard?
Well,
called for?
Let me just say this. I think that racism is not partisan. There are Democrats who are racist and Republicans who are racist.
Agreed.
And racism is into the fabric of who we are as America. And so I think we have to chart a new path forward and change the direction that this country has been in so long. I don't know the president's heart to determine whether he's a racist, but I do know some of the things he said, and one could question some of the things he's done that could qualify those things as being racist.
Do you think that comment was necessary, though?
No, I think there's a way to call out some of the behavior of the president without necessarily calling him a racist, and that's why I've held back from calling him a racist, because I don't know his heart.
I guess, Madison, I just don't understand why the president needs to even be involved in this conversation when the conversation is about Ralph Northam.
You're absolutely right. This isn't about President Trump. It's not about any other Democrat or Republican. It's about Ralph Northam.
It's about what he did. What's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. We can't let party politics or party identification come in between the way we judge other people. We can't judge someone more lightly because they agree with us politically, and we can't judge them more harshly because they're on the other side of the aisle. Racism can never be accepted in our great nation. It's wrong. We need to call it out every time we see it. But to jump to say that the president's racist because you don't like him, which has happened, I think, in a lot of instances. I know the president's right. I know the president isn't a racist. He's been working hard for people of all backgrounds, of all genders, of all races across this country since before he was elected as president of the United States. He has a great heart, and I think that's what we need to continue to bring light to, of people who do know him and people who know how hard he's working across this nation.
Antoine, they are two separate discussions, aren't they?
No, they are, but I think what people have said, at least this is what Antoine has said, what I think people have said is, let's not miss the fact that this president has had some racist things come out of his mouth, said on his Twitter, and one could argue again some of his behavior, but at the same time, how we chart a pathway forward, what I've said is starts with the president because he is the leader of the free world, and most people look to him for guidance as the president of the United States.
Go ahead, Madison.
So which way would you like to have it, Antoine? I mean, you're saying on one side, when you first spoke, you're saying this isn't about the president, this is about Ralph Northam. There's racists in the Republican and the Democratic Party, which I agree with. There's, of course, people who are racist on both sides of the aisle, and we must always call it out, like I said before.
Sure.
But at the same time, now you're going to come back and say, oh, this is about the president.
No.
You said first, I don't know the president's heart. I don't know if he's racist. Now you're saying you do know he's a racist,
so which way do you want
to have it?
Madison, I never said he was racist. I said some of his words and his behavior. And what I'm speaking to is how we chart a path forward, because guess what? This will not be the last example of somebody on either side of the aisle will do something that's racist.
Well, why don't we start the path forward with Ralph Northam and what's going on right now?
We'll be determined about the president's behavior and his tone. That's what I'm saying.
Well, okay, just to get in here for a second. Antoine, though, I guess I just have a hard time and I have an issue. I take issue with the fact that anytime any type of, you know, racism conversation comes up, Democrats always go back to the president when the president shouldn't even be in this conversation. This is a conversation about something horrific that this governor is alleged to have done.
Again, and that's why I appreciate the people within my party from the top to the bottom who've called for the governor to resign and want to move forward. And I think there should be a bipartisan issue. And what I'm saying is, as we go forward, because you know what? Tomorrow night is a different night. Today is a different day. And so the next time anyone looks to do something racist, I think we have to call it out. And so what I've been saying, again, if the president does anything, he should lead by example on this issue, particularly when it's his party wanting to call out the governor for this instance.
Madison, final word to you. Just a couple seconds left.
The president has been leading by example, Antoine. The president's stepping forward, working for every single American in this country, which is something I don't think we could say of Ralph Northam. For years, not just right now. For clearly decades, this has been going on.
Madison, Antoine, thank you. We appreciate your insight and your time.
Thanks.
And you're welcome. So if you want to blame Trump, you blame him for blackface. Trump and blackface, I guess. It's how serious is it when you start to blame the other side like that? It's pretty serious. It's not a sign of seriousness. More so it is desperation. That's what we're seeing here on the part of the Democrats. Desperation. So Northam says he's not going to resign. This is, we have it here. I'm trying to check this out. This is what, these are controversies. There we go. Let's see if we can get this guy. I want to hear the words from this guy. Ah, here's another one. This was a story that cropped up, and I was waiting to see what this was all about, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go to the Northam first, see if we got time. Oh, this will be cut short, actually. And these are comments, I believe, from him, so we're going to see how this whole thing plays out. Here we go.
Virginia, Ralph Northam doubling down, refusing to resign, now denying he's even in that racist yearbook photo that he initially suggested he was in.
No picture for you.
I am not either of the people in that photo. I took an oath to uphold this office and serve the people of this Commonwealth to the best of my ability. As long as I believe I can effectively fulfill that task, I intend to continue doing the business of Virginia.
But some of his fellow Democrats in the Commonwealth, including our next guest, do not quite see it that way. They're calling on him to step aside. Joining us now, Democratic Virginia State Delegate Jeffrey Bourne. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
We appreciate you coming in. Doing well, but trying to make sense of the news conference. You, as a Democrat who perhaps had an open mind going into the news conference, willing to listen to him, how did you emerge from that news conference, from the, oh, I wore blackface another time, and maybe I'll do the moonwalk?
Well, I emerged the same place I was before the press conference began, which is I believe that Governor Northam has lost the trust and the confidence of the people he not only serves, but the people he's required to work with as governor. And as such, my feeling, the members of the Legislative Black Caucus, our position hasn't changed. We in fact, amplify our call for him to resign, because it's become clear that he can no longer effectively govern.
Now, Lieutenant Governor Fairfax is African-American. He put out a statement that was pretty harsh on the governor, but he seemed to not want to push him aside to not make it look like he was all about ambition or something like that. What would be your suggestion to the lieutenant governor? Do you think he's the person who should now step up and take over?
Well, I think the Constitution, should the governor do the right thing and resign, means necessarily that Justin Fairfax will be the next governor of Virginia. And so I think Lieutenant Governor should continue to do the work that he's been elected to do right now, but begin preparing himself for that next phase.
But what if he doesn't resign? I was doing some research this morning, and my understanding of the state constitution, state law, is that if he doesn't resign, there could be, what is it, a 3/4 vote in the chambers there in Richmond to try to basically invoke a 25th Amendment style thing on the like we have on the federal level, that he's incapacitated and can't serve, as or something like that.
Well, I think that's what they're looking for. It doesn't seem like the governor's going to go, but the lieutenant governor has problems. He's answering questions, so-called questions. We do not know if they're true or not. Well, about sexual assault. Oops. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all products. precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back. So the lieutenant governor apparently has some issues. At least he's denying the issues of sexual assault. So everybody's sitting there going, what in the world are we doing about this Northam guy? We can't do much. Here we go.
The photo in question yesterday, I was seeing it for the first time. I did not purchase the EVMS yearbook, and I was unaware of what was on my page. When I was confronted with the images yesterday, I was appalled that they appeared on my page, but I believe then and now that I am not either of the people in that photo. In the hours since I made my statement yesterday, I reflected with my family and classmates from the time and affirmed my conclusion that I am not the person in that photo. My belief that I did not wear that costume or attend that party stems in part from my clear memory of other mistakes I made in the same period of my life. That same year, I did participate in a dance contest in San Antonio, in which I darkened my face as part of a Michael Jackson costume. I look back now and regret that I did not understand the harmful legacy of an action like that. It is because my memory of that episode is so vivid that I truly do not believe I am in the picture in my yearbook. Today, I am not ready to ask Virginians to grant me their forgiveness for my past actions. I also do not fully expect that they will immediately believe my account of these events. Right now, I am simply asking for the opportunity to demonstrate beyond a shadow of a doubt that the person I was is not the man I am today. I am asking for the opportunity to earn your forgiveness. I believe the agenda this administration is pursuing clearly demonstrates the progress both I and our Commonwealth have made since the darkest chapters of our history. I promise to fight for a Virginia that works better for all people, and our commitment to economic justice, access to health care, criminal justice reform, educational equity, and a clean environment reflect those priorities. As this conversation moves forward, I want to hear from Virginians from every walk of life about how we can fight even harder to build the Virginia that they deserve.
Well, well, well. I'm trying to find the clip. I'll find it. It'll come out. Can you do the moonwalk for us? This is the calls, as they say, for him to resign are becoming overwhelming. And of course, we played last week the clips from him talking about abortion, which kind of sent things off. And then all of a sudden, we have now the calls for his resignation getting bigger and bigger and bigger. This is the proverbial dilemma, big dilemma, that is facing all these people and the left now. It's good that we're getting bipartisan support for this guy to resign. He should resign. I mean, he's a bad liar. He didn't lie well. I think that's what really rankles the left. He didn't lie well. when you don't lie well, and you figure out that if you're a bad liar, You're not lying. You're lying in a very bad way. You can't fit in with the Democrats. You just can't do it. You got to learn to lie well, right? Like Obama. You can keep your doctor. Right. You can keep your doctor. Well, there's a lot of really good things going on, though. Punxsutawney Phil says there's more, well, winter left. Groundhog Day. Bill Murray in Groundhog Day. Remember that movie? Groundhog Day. Doesn't this whole racial issue here remind you of Groundhog Day? We get up in the morning and we hear about racism this and racism that. Then the next day we get up and we hear about this is racism that and this is that racism there and that and there and again and again. The next day we get up and it's racism here and racism there, everywhere racism, there, there, there. Then the next day we get up and it's more racism and then it's more racism. But then one day we wake up. Maybe we see springtime. Maybe we don't see our shadow. Or we see our shadow. And we go, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Something's wrong with the ether. There is a there there. And maybe there's no racism. I mean, there's going to be days like that, perhaps, in the future. But as long as you have one side who's perseverating on race, and race is their whole strength to divide and conquer the country, then I think we're going to have problems. But as the economy grows, there's going to be less and less racism there. And these cries for more racism and bigotry, such as like, you know, Garagos and the quarterback controversy and trying to shame people like Gladys Knight in the from the Pips into thinking that she might be a racist if she goes out and sings the national anthem, really? Come on, Garagos, you got a better act than that, right? But if we keep on hearing this constant drumbeat, what I'm hoping for is that maybe the drums are starting to not beat so loudly because now it's one of theirs. Now it's the truth about what goes on with racism and which party is the racist party. Oh, Ku Klux Klan? Sure. Coon Man, as he was known. He's now the Coon Man is now the governor of Virginia, Coon Man. And that was okay for years. Until he started talking about how we can abort black babies, right? Because the disproportionate number of babies that are aborted are black. They're Americans we're aborting. And he seems to revel in it. Even on the last day of gestation. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Well, it's February 2nd again.
Punxsutawney Phil. Punxsutawney Phil.
Bill Murr. Here we go. Here we go. He's coming out. Uh-oh. There he is. There's the main man looking at you, Punxsutawney Phil. What a rat. He's a rodent. He's a big rodent.
We have a prediction.
Prediction now. Well, Punxsutawney Phil gets a dander all, or hay, it looks like.
Faithful followers. There is no shadow of me. A beautiful spring it shall be.
No shadow. There's like 100,000 people there. They should be caring about what's going on at the border, ladies and gentlemen. The 100,000 people that are going to be invading our country in the next, the next month. Certainly something the president needs to address tomorrow night. And he will. And he will. Yeah, we're being invaded, and next hour we're going to be talking about the invasion again, and bringing you some information that you probably didn't know about, or maybe if you have been listening to Agenda 21 Radio and you've been hearing about the invasion that is taking place at the southern border, because it clearly is an invasion. It clearly is an invasion that's going on, and this invasion will not stop until we build a wall. Until we get our senses about ourselves and get a hold of people like Nancy Pelosi and get her out of office, because she's destroying this country single-handedly. Her and her minions, the California treaters out there. All part of the plan, ladies and gentlemen, all part of the plan to break down our borders here in the United States of America. That's all part of the plan. And they're executing. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, because we are working to build the 51st state. There's no question about it. We are working to build the 51st state. And we will. And it's going to be quite the experience. It is quite the experience, because we're building it. You know, you build it, they will come, Ray. Well, Ray's here, and they are coming. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.